when I called the coaches before coming to the US, they were like, what was the ranking? Seventh?
Unranked. Maybe we have
DQ, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
And they were like, it's possible. You guys, if we build that team, we can do it in like a few years. And I really trusted them from the very beginning. And now we did it. So really happy. Really proud of all the coaches, all my teammates and everything.
They did it. It happened. The Arizona State men are the 2024 NCAA champions for the first time in program history. And what a success story this has been for head coach Bob Bowman and the rest of the ASU swimming and diving community, and really the swimming community as a whole. Regardless of if you are a Sun Devil fan or not, as a sports fan, this is a pretty incredible rags to riches kind of story that we as swim fans have been able to watch unfold before our very eyes over the last decade. This men's team has won their first team title in program history when not even 20 years ago, this program was about to become history. So in honor of this very cool milestone in ASU and swimming history, I wanted to take a look back and go through chronologically what exactly the Arizona State Swimming and Diving Program has gone through the last two decades and how much they have overcome to get to this point today. So let's start in 2008. Arizona State Swimming and Diving, along with wrestling and tennis, gets cut by Arizona State. The school cites budget constraints as the reason. The coaching staff, athletes, and alumni are all shocked by this surprising news and immediately start a grassroots effort to raise the money to keep the program going and alive. Within 2 months, they raise $1 million and hand the athletic department a check for $330,000 to keep the swimming and diving program intact, which works. Now, the future was still shaky because the ASU program needed a $5 million endowment to secure its long-term health and longevity, but for the moment, ASU Swimming and Diving was still alive. Cut to 2015, 7 years later. The ASU men do not score a single point at the 2015 NC2As, and the program parts ways with their current head coach and seeks out a new one. Athletic director Ray Anderson is swinging for the fences on this, wanting to build the swimming and diving program into a prestige landing place for athletes. And by all accounts, Anderson hit a home run. He gets North Baltimore Aquatic Club's Bob Bowman, famed coach of Michael Phelps, the greatest Olympic swimmer of all time, to move from Baltimore to Tempe to head the ASU men's and women's swimming and diving teams. This move brought pros like Michael Phelps, Chase Kalish, and Allison Schmidt all to Tempe to train with the ASU team alongside Bowman, and it created a lot of buzz around the ASU program, now very much revitalized and having new energy and life moving forward. But that's not to say it wasn't an uphill battle for Bowman. He was going to put a huge emphasis on recruiting, but even he knew that this wasn't going to be a short-term turnaround. It's a lot to take a college team from not scoring at NCAAs to potentially winning a team title, which is the vision AD Ray Anderson had for the program. But Bowman was used to seeing long-term. Famously, he sat down with Michael Phelps and his mother in 1996 when Phelps was just 11 years old and said, "Hey, I think your kid can be an Olympian, and on top of that, I think it can be a really, really good one." 4 years later, Phelps made his first Olympic team at 15. 4 years after that, he won 8 medals at the Olympics. The rest is history. And at the time, Bowman said he was ready for a project like this. He wanted this to be his lasting legacy in the sport of swimming, to bring this ASU team that was almost gutted 7 years prior into a team that is respected throughout the entire swimming community. The next year, 2016 NC2As, ASU men get on the board. 2 points. Tied for 44th with Penn State, Harvard, and Cornell. Hey, progress is progress. 2017, the men move all the way up to 14th, breaking triple digits, scoring 100 points. Moving up 30 spots is pretty gargantuan to me. So something must have been working, obviously. The ASU men still had quite a ways to go if they were going to rise to the top 10, the top 5, and of course, the podium spots, which are the top 4. They continued to make progress with names such as Grant House and Cody Bybee, top recruits in the country, voicing their belief in Coach Bowman and the ASU swim team. And you could see that the men were slowly rising through the ranks. And then we get hit with the COVID-19 pandemic. Everything shuts down. No one really knows how to react to it immediately. And in terms of the NCAA, we get the news that the 2020-2021 season will not count towards eligibility. Just before we got that news, Bob Bowman makes an executive decision for his entire team that they will all be redshirting that season. No NCAA competition for the Arizona State men or women. And it was a bold move by Bowman. Once again, no one really knew how to respond to the COVID-19 pandemic shutdown. But Bowman said, hey, I think this is what's gonna be best moving into the 2021 Olympic trials and Olympic games for my team, as well as the longevity for my NCAA and college team. And a fun piece of history, right around that same time, on September 13th, 2020, Arizona State gets a verbal commit from a French national record holder by the name of Leon Marchand. At the time, it wasn't that big of news. It seemed like a pretty good get for ASU. We in America didn't know a ton about this swimmer, and on paper, it seemed like his times would convert pretty well to yards, but it wasn't anything dazzling. Let's just cut to a year and a half later at the 2022 NCAA Championships. ASU is back in the thick of NCAA competition. Leon Marchand has asserted himself as one of the best swimmers coming into these championships, and ASU is looking very good as a team. Leon Marchand goes the fastest time ever in the 200 IM, first guy to ever go 137 in the event, gets second in the 400 IM, and upsets defending champion Max McHugh to win the 200 breast. ASU ends up finishing sixth as a team overall that year, just 55 points back from fourth place NC State. They are moving up. In 2023, they keep evolving as a team. And Leon even publicly states that it is his goal to help ASU win a national team title during his time in Tempe. They're going for it this year. And they do make history. They win their first ever Pac-12 team title at the 2023 Pac-12 Championships. A huge milestone for any team. That's a conference championship. With Pac-12 being a bit more of a focus that year, and this younger team not having as much NC2A experience, they don't quite swim at their very, very best, but they still swim pretty darn good. Highlighted by Leon Marchand going bazonkers on the NCAA, going 136 in the 2IM, 328 in the 4IM, and 146 in the 200 breast. All huge NC2A records and barriers that had never been broken up to that point. ASU, who was expected to finish second, about 25 to 30 points behind Cal in the psych sheets, finishes second behind Cal by about 50 points. Their first ever podium finish in history. The Bowman effect is working. The team has NC2A experience, and they look primed the next year to really go after a national team title. Oh yeah, one other thing. Among their coaching hires in the last 8 years was ASU alum Herbie Baim, who is now the associate head coach in charge of the sprint group. He brings a lot of fresh ideas and collaborates a lot with Bowman on ways that the team can improve. In the 2022-23 season, this included wearing tech suits at every single dual meet for the spring semester. Cut to the 2023-24 season. ASU is suiting up every single meet of the year, practicing going fast at every racing opportunity they can. I don't even think it's hyperbolic to say that the ASU men have the single fastest NC2A season that we have ever seen a team have in history. To be fair, we've very rarely seen a team suit up for every single meet of the season. The ASU men did, and they went fast. They went real fast. They were putting up NCAA qualifying times from the get-go in September, and they never let up. October, November, January, you name it, any dual meet they swam at, And it was almost like it was on record watch, because anyone could pop off a B cut, an A cut, an NC2A record. We just didn't know, but we knew that they were going fast. At the 2023 Pac-12 Champs, they defend their Pac-12 title, the last ever Pac-12 title, because the conference is dissolving, but that's a different video, and head into NC2A championships as the 200-point favorites to win the team title. I will say, heading into these NC2A championships, I picked Arizona State to win multiple times on camera, and I don't think that was a bold move. They were the 200-point favorites, but I was a little scared at the momentum Cal might have, because when you looked at the psych sheets, ASU had swum so fast throughout the season, they were the top seed in almost every event. They had nowhere to go on the psych sheets but down. And Cal, having been very conservative with their times and when they chose to swim fast throughout the year, had a lot of room to improve. And they were the two-time defending champions. And ASU didn't have a perfect meet by any means. But as their coach Herbie preached to the athletes throughout the season, to win an NC2A title, they didn't have to swim great. They just had to swim okay. They had the depth and the talent to win a team title just by swimming baseline. And that's what I'd say Arizona State did. They came to Indianapolis, they took care of business, had some really great swims, had some pretty good swims, and even had some not so good swims. But overall, they put on a dominant performance, showed off what they have been building for this past near decade under Coach Bob Bowman, and now are the 2024 NCAA champions. Hats off to Arizona State. Hats off to Bob Bowman. Huge congrats to the Sun Devils. And thank you. Thank you, as a swimming fan, for letting us be a part of this journey and follow it from the very start to the very finish, because it has been such a fun trip to be on. And again, no matter how you feel about the Sun Devils as a team, as a sports fan, maybe give them an extra thanks down in the comments, because this has been a blast. Thank you for going on this journey with me as I took a look back into history and how the ASU Sun Devils got to where they were today. If you liked this video, go ahead and subscribe to our YouTube channel so you don't miss out on all of our future video content. Thank you again for watching, and I will see you next time.